Tower TFW Mobile. CEF Mobile, good morning.
Andrew, happy hump day.
I was wanting to sleep in this morning. Golly. And I went to bed at 10:30, so that was a decent time.
Good for you. Agenda today.
Count down the hours. Other than that, that's it.
Vacation.
Definitely looking forward to the time out of work. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do about payroll. I gotta get somebody to do that because I don't know that I'll have internet access. So we'll see.
Closed for an outage on the 4th.
Closed the entire week of the 4th. That way they can do some construction activities. And of course, I'll do PMs and all that during that shutdown time.
Yep.
Playing a lot of the construction activities on the weekends and, July shutdown, they'll do more on Christmas shutdown. And every once in a while, they'll have to extend some of them so they can do some major, major work like we've got coming up. In the hall I'm working in now, they've got to expand it before long, and that'll take, more than 2 weeks, so they'll have to shut it down for a little longer.
What, your vacation is still safe like that?
I don't know if they're just going to try to, they're going to pay people. They've made them come in and work before, and then we've had to kind of, keep track of them and supervise them. Like, they had some outside planting trees and other ones in the body shop cleaning up, different areas like that. So they come up with some creative solutions not to make people file for unemployment.
Police are looking out for you.
I think the state gave them down the road one time when they did it, so they quit.
For HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
14 CEF.
And 4 TFW.
Friday Eve.
Coming in.
Rain today, because I tell you what, it just keeps going around Spartanburg. It's just like it don't want to drop on Spartanburg.
That's rain all over Greenville right now.
It's been raining up here already.
Because it's like every time it gets ready to rain, it's either Greenville or Anderson, or it goes to the east of us and it's up in Cherokee County. It's like, okay, can't get any air. I get tired of filling my pool back up. I don't want the rain to do it.
We're in a drought right now. We'll probably get a little bit of rain. Man just passed a guy on a bicycle on way here from Florida.
Well, somewhere, I don't know. That seems a little dangerous to me. Is he in the road or on the sidewalk?
It's like, man, Wadehampton Boulevard, it's dangerous enough in the daylight, let alone in the dark.
Like I said, I had a buddy at work that got killed because he's riding a bicycle in the fog. Tell you what, though, good Lord, I got my tetanus shot Monday. I am dying now. My arm is sore as crap.
What's this shot for?
My last one was, because I'm sure it's been at work, but they didn't record it like, if you went to a normal doctor. And so, I mean, that's probably been a good little while. But holy crap, I mean, it's so sore. My shot was this bad. I got a little knot on my arm and everything else. And that was 2 days ago.
You get that, or you get it on your own?
My summer camp requires an up-to-date tetanus shot.
Last time I had one.
It's been a hot minute for sure.
Well, so I'm like, well, I gotta go and get one done. That way I know when it was done last. But at work, like if you got cut at work on a piece of metal, even though it wasn't rusted, sometimes they give you a tetanus shot. So I know I've had one 10, maybe a little more than that. So it would have been time, but still. At least I ain't got to get one if I go again next year, or at least the next couple of years.
Realize you weren't supposed to get another one. I've had mine when I was younger, but I didn't know you were supposed to get another one.
for 10 years, but if something comes up, like if you get a bad cut, and it's been more than 5 years, they'll go ahead and give you another one to boost you back up.
Learned something today.
Well, I say it's good for 10 years if you got a reboost in 5 years if something happens.
Understand that one, but who knows?
Set the throttle and anybody knows.
Wouldn't make too much sense and people would know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know, and heaven forbid we make any sense. Plan for the July 4th weekend.
Just staying around the house and trying to get it put back together.
You can quit. Run to Kentucky and back on Saturday, and then it'll be recouped from the whole week this week.
Yeah, shoot off fireworks, but I think we're going to postpone that. I know my neighbors will be real happy once we come back from summer camp.
For firing them off last night, KO4HKX.
The church behind me has a big display, but I haven't seen them advertise it this year. They must not be doing it anymore.
Find fireworks displays that are going on. I mean, you see them advertised here and there, but I don't know, sometimes they're hard to find.
People got money left to do it. With as expensive as everything is.
I probably don't think I'll spend as much, though. Might get $100 or something dollars worth of fireworks, and that'll be about it.
Said my brother-in-law dropped about $600 on his when he was down here, because you're not allowed to buy them up there in North Carolina.
All in North Carolina?
You can get some, but not some of the big ones like you can down here.
Have anything that leaves the ground?
That leaves out all the big mortar shots and stuff. Those things are fantastic.
They want to make sure you get a fire started.
You got to do it right. Good fireworks. Can't shoot anything that leaves the ground. I mean, does that include like the little packs that shoot off the miniature rockets? These are the packs that leave the ground, or if any of the ordnance leaves the ground?
Anything that leaves the ground, I don't think you can get Roman candles or anything like that up here.
But I didn't realize it was that restricted up there.
You notice when all them big mortar shells are going off that something might be wrong?
And that's why everybody goes down to Greenville to get their fireworks. That's why they're all so close to the state line.
Of course, too bad. If I ain't supposed to have anything leave the ground and I keep seeing bunches of them in the air, you would think the police would show up.
I'm going to watch it.
Much. It's one of those laws that's on the books to where if there is an issue arises from it, that's when they're going to throw it at you. But as far as enforcement, I've never seen it enforced.
Really, I'll be honest. I love shooting off some fireworks now. And my boys definitely do it. But it gets expensive fast, though.
I shut off one of those. Must have been like a 1,000-shot Saturn missile. And man, those things were everywhere. I was picking them up for months.
Collection site for all the fireworks that go off around the house. Fireworks, and you can hear the plop sound as it hits the water going into the pool, and I'm just like, oh God, and something else I gotta clean out.
Say that I've ever set fireworks off around the pool to find that one out.
Those fireworks land on my roof, but that's about it.
Luke, time to make the jump to the other repeater. KO4HKX.
KO4CF clear.
I'll meet you there. KM4TFW clear.